good fat greasy burgers are excellent. Like like 1 pounder, like double or triple stacked burger with all the fixings. I mean, everything but mayo. I'm not too crazy about mayo, but just a good greasy fat burger. Those are just outstanding.
My favorite junk food is chocolate. And chocolate and more chocolate. That would be my favorite junk food in any form.
Does your diet produce an environment in which sickness and disease can flourish? Find out more about good eating habits today on The Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Don and Mary Colbert.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. We are blessed beyond measure again today to have Don and Mary Colbert on here. And Dr. Colbert is a board-certified medical doctor. He's certified in anti-aging medicine and a whole lot of other stuff. But the thing that I need to go into right here is he is God certified in the ministry of healing. And that's what's important. Not just medicine. You know, I heard a guy one time, Doc, say, man, I heard that guy say he's practicing medicine. He said, yeah. He said, well, he ain't going to practice on me. When's he going
to learn?
When's he going to qualify here? We're practicing something different than that in the fact that you start with God's Word. You start with God. He's the one that created all of this. And He is the one that is so totally committed to getting us well that He bore our sins. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our diseases. But we got this problem. In fact, let's go over here to 2 Corinthians and we'll take off from there. I'll read this, and that's this. He created everything with a need for nutrition. Everything. I don't care what it is. The smallest little amoeba in the world got to eat. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And you have to be nourished spiritually. You have to be nourished mentally. You have to be nourished physically. And your nourishment comes from God. He created the need for it, and He created the food, but then He gave us the right to choose. He won't feed you. He'll provide the food, but you can eat trash spiritually, you can eat trash mentally, you can eat trash physically, and it'll kill you on all three fronts, and He'll tell you so, but you're still going to have to make the choice and glorify
Amen.
God in your spirit, soul, and body. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Amen. Now, what you're doing when you have the spiritual, the mental, and the physical trash, you are literally sowing seeds that will eventually...
Of destruction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of disease in the future. Yeah. Maybe 10 years, maybe 20, maybe 30 years, but that seed is sown and it's coming. So people...
To have the idea that you can continue to do the same thing and get different results is the definition of insanity. That is an insane thought. You can't do that, but people keep trying it every day. Let's get away and read this because I want you to get into this. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul by the Holy Ghost said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. The word translated mighty there means the ability to do anything, whether it's possible or impossible. It's a powerful, powerful word, mighty. Mm-hmm. We get our word almighty from it in describing God. Mm-hmm. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought you can Well, you know, you got to have a few stray thoughts. No, every thought to the obedience of Christ and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You got to come to the place where you are, you're as ready as a fighter. Everything that's coming against God's word, every thought, if you don't, are you going to get put down?
Exactly right. And what we have to do, and so many people, they make that commitment every year at New Year's, and they say, hey, I'm going to start eating right. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start doing what's right. And that commitment usually lasts about 2 weeks.
Well, you just announced to the devil, don't you? He says, no, you're not. And here he comes at you, man.
Right. And I see him at the gym. When I go to my gym to work out, that place is just flooded
packed.
With people.
Yeah,
I have to
first
wait
2 weeks
line.
Of January.
I have to wait in line. And then I wait 2 weeks later. I can just walk in there and have free reign of the place. They are
Isn't
gone.
That amazing?
And what they've got, the health clubs haven't made here because they've just signed up a person for a year or two.
And, he ain't
and they've
never
committed.
Back.
They committed. That's right.
Isn't that awful?
They committed
that's
to come
terrible,
a few
man.
Times a week. Even paid a trainer. A lot of them sign up and pay a trainer that's like $30 a session. And they've got like 10 training sessions they paid for. And yet they don't fulfill the commitment. And the reason is because, again, they have not watered that commitment with the Word of God. Because any commitment that we make that's not watered with the Word of God is simply a temporary decision.
Yeah.
It's weak, so you can pull it up by the roots easily with any excuse that comes around.
The lust of the flesh will overcome it. Just overpower it.
Right. Now, what's out there, too, that so many people don't realize, a lot of people say, I don't like vegetables. I don't like lean meats. I like a fatty, greasy hamburger on white bread with French fries, with a Coke. That's what they want. You've got to understand, the people have to understand that these foods are addictive foods that simply appeal to our five senses. What so many processed food companies as well as fast food companies do is they hire the brightest chemist, the brightest psychologist, and the brightest marketers to create a product so that they hook our five senses so that we can't eat just one. And then what happens is our flesh is hooked, our mind is hooked, and we develop a stronghold. Now, what it talked about here in these verses, it talked about thoughts, mm-hmm. it talked about imaginations, mm-hmm. and it talked about strongholds. Now, again, a lot of people say, I can't control my thoughts. Well, again, we get about 60,000 thoughts every single day. But unfortunately, most people don't do what the Word of God says. They don't speak the Word of God. And they don't meditate on the Word of God like God tells us to do in Joshua 1:8 and again mm-hmm. in Psalms yeah. chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And when you meditate on the Word of God, what is so powerful, especially in
I
Psalms.
I like what you said, Ken. You can't fight a thought with a thought.
No, that doesn't work. Everything in this planet has been made subject to spoken words.
Right.
That's the way it was created.
Right.
It's always amazing to me when I hear someone say, well, you know, I can't control my thoughts. Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. You sure can.
It's very simple. It's a very simple thing that's been complicated by a lack of knowledge of what controls thoughts. And it's more than one thing that it takes to do it. But in the final analysis, it's what comes out of your mouth that your mind has to stop and see what your mouth has to say.
Right.
Because you can't think one thing and say another.
That's right.
It just doesn't happen. You're created that way.
Right.
And you can control it. You can decide what to think mm-hmm. and cast out the things that are wrong things
right.
to think. Choose things that you should think, but you have to say them or you won't ever get it done.
Well, again, in Psalms chapter 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate in day and night. And then he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that shall bear forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. Now, what has happened in, we're going to be getting the fruit. And that fruit is a fruit of the Spirit
yeah.
of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance or self-control. But we have to literally meditate on that word. And what that meditation does, it takes God's word and it plants it deep. Those roots go real deep because you're planted right by the river of water. We planted a tree years ago, a little palm tree. We had a lake house. We planted this little teeny palm tree right by the water. And within 1 year, that thing shot up
huge
to like 20 feet. We couldn't believe it. It was just a little tiny palm because that root went deep into the water and it received that nourishment and all that good, rich, those minerals right by the water, and it shot up. Now, what we get is we get that fruit. When we get that, we're able to say, no, I'm not going to choose that food. We're ready to cast down that stronghold of that potato chip or that French fry that's literally drawing us to it, and we're able to bridle this flesh, say, no, I don't own this flesh. This has been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. He owns it. And I'm not going to put any deadly thing, I'm not going to tempt the Lord and put deadly things in this body that's going to destroy my body and destroy my children, destroy their health, set up a stage for cancer to grow in my body, heart disease and type 2 diabetes, and set my children up for the same diseases at a much earlier age than me. I refuse to do that. So what we have to do is we literally have to learn to take the Word of God, to plant the Word of God, to speak the Word of God, and to learn to cast out the thoughts that are contrary to the Word. And I love what Kenneth Hagin used to say. He says, I simply eat the fish and spit out the bones. Mm-hmm. Those bones are those old thoughts that we shouldn't be. We should be having a gatekeeper, our mind. The Word of God should be the gatekeeper in our mind.
Absolutely.
The gatekeeper. And I was a gatekeeper in family practice for years. I'm board certified in family practice, practiced for years with PPOs and did short term with HMOs, which I didn't really care for. But as a gatekeeper, I could allow that patient to go to a specialist, or I could say, I can treat that disease. You don't need to go. Now, I was trained where I could treat 95% of all diseases. So a person would come in there and say, well, I've got acne. You know, I need to go to a dermatologist. I said, you don't need to go to a dermatologist. I can treat that. And some would get all upset and say, no, I want to go to a dermatologist. But I was the gatekeeper. I could determine who would go where, to which specialist. We need to be gatekeepers of our mind and allow the Word of God to be our gatekeeper. And by being a gatekeeper, it's so simple. How do you judge a thought? Well, according to the Word of God, is that thought true? Is it honest? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? Is it of good report? Does it cause any virtue or anything praiseworthy? That's what I'm supposed to think of. I judge it by the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and temperance. Does it fulfill that? Well, no, it doesn't. Well, cast it out. It's not allowed to stay there. And again, so many people come in my office and have all these thoughts going through my head. And I say, well, tell me what the thoughts are. Well, one thought says that I hate myself. I want to kill myself. I said, that's not God's thought. That's a demon that is literally throwing an arrow right at your mind. And your shield of faith is about this big, because what the Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 18, it tells us exactly what we should do. We should take, it says, above all, taking that shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. When those thoughts come in, those are darts many times of the enemy. Sometimes they're our own thoughts. They're literally programmed through us by traumas, by meditating on junk, trash, movies, by meditating on bad music.
The first thing it said there, you better get out of that environment that's full of scorn and sinners telling you what to eat and what to do. You better get out of that and get over here and get something else coming into your consciousness.
Amen. Because, again, so many Christians are out there walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Yeah. Listening to jokes, nasty jokes, and laughing with them.
Or they're listening to the secular media and trusting the secular media that they're telling the truth.
Or
they don't have the ability.
It goes, the unsaved, money-oriented doctor will kill you too.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you have to make some decisions after a while not to be subject to that.
But let me tell you what Christians are doing. Unknowingly, they don't realize they're doing this. They are meditating before they go to bed. So many Christians turn on 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock news. They fill their mind with murders, carjackings, war in Iraq, threatened recession, threaten earthquakes and hurricanes and things like this, weather turmoil. They're meditating on that. It's causing fear in their minds. They're going to bed and they're dreaming about that, meditating on it. Wake up in the morning, turn the TV back on, listen to the news again.
Getting all
because
upset.
Realize your news story, what's going to make news is not good news. It's bad news. And when you turn on that news, now again, I understand people need to learn what world events are going on, but when you do this before you go to bed, And when you literally saturate your mind for 30 minutes on bad news, you're going to be programmed for bad news. You're going to go to bed, and that's going to go deeper and deeper, create fear in your body. You wake up and you feed it more bad news, which literally causes it to go deeper. And so no wonder we have so many defeated Christians. They're not meditating on God's word. They're meditating on fear. They're sowing fear. They're reaping a harvest of fear and disease as a result.
Oh, well, that,
and they're angry.
This is the thing that God told Joshua when he took command, and he's going to have to go into combat. Mm-hmm. And God told him to meditate on his word night and day.
Absolutely.
And you will observe what to do. Now, whatever the situation in your life is, spirit, soul, body, finance, family, school problem, whatever it is.
Whatever. Mm-hmm.
If you'll meditate and spend time in the Word instead of in the counsel of the ungodly, if you begin to meditate in there, you're still thinking, I still don't know exactly what I'm supposed to do here. And instead of going to bed at night and worry, you say, no, well, I just roll a care of this over
That's
on the
right.
Lord.
Yes.
It is vain.
Yes.
To get up early and go
down
to bed late at night and feed on the bread of sorrow because he gives his
That's
beloved sleep.
Right.
Amen.
And when you then you just go to sleep like that and you say, well, he never slumbers and sleeps. Ain't no use both of us being awake. And just roll
That's
the
right.
chariot over
Absolutely.
On the Lord and go on to sleep. Now,
That's right.
God will make arrangements for things and information to begin to cross your path.
Right.
I've gone to meetings, Doc. Mm-hmm. You've done
sure.
this too.
Yeah.
You're sitting there in a meeting listening to somebody preach. The anointing is on the place. Or you're listening to a tape, or you're driving down the road and you're listening to the Word of God, and it's come to cross. And all of a sudden you think, that's the answer to that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what
That's
I needed
right.
to know. It
mm-hmm.
had nothing to do with what the guy said.
That's right.
But God
sure.
arranged it so that when revelation began to move in your spirit, then you were susceptible to be led by the Holy Ghost. And that's the key issue here.
Well, they're plugged in. Like us, when a person goes in the counsel of the walks in the counsel of the ungodly, stands in the way of sinners, sits in the seat of the scornful, they're critical.
Sits in the seat of the scornful.
They're critical of others.
Yes.
They're
ain't no way anything good come out.
They're not. It's
man.
Like it's like unplugging your cord
yeah.
from the Holy Ghost
yeah.
is
yep.
what's happening.
Yep.
And there's no
yep.
power that's going to be in their lives. And then they meditate on that trash, and then they wonder why they have no peace. They wonder why they're stressed. They wonder why their blood pressure is high. They wonder why they're always tired. It's because they are literally meditating on trash. It's going down deep. It's affecting their thoughts. It's affecting their words. It's affecting their attitudes and their feelings. And they're feeling depressed or they're feeling anxious. Realize we have just as much mental illness, emotional disease in the church as in the world. And
that
the simple reason...
So.
The simple reason, now again, the simple reason is because we refuse to read the Word, speak the Word, and meditate on the Word. Because what the Word does, it brings peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding, it says in Isaiah 26:3, will
yeah.
keep your heart yeah. and your mind in Christ Jesus. Now, what happens is that peace of God, or he will, excuse me, that's Isaiah 26:3, he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me because he trusts in me, and that peace of God that passes all understanding is ours, is part of our blessing, is part of our inheritance, yet so few Christians experience it, and because they are not experiencing the peace of God, they can't sleep, they don't have energy, they're staying up late, they're eating the wrong foods, they're craving the wrong foods, because man, the way God has designed us, is even though we have such a hunger for whatever, if we have a hunger for food or if we have a hunger for God and we're not getting that hunger fulfilled, we will turn to food in order to, mm-hmm. we think that mm-hmm. that's what yeah. we're looking for is food.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have to do is literally we have to learn to cast down these thoughts. We have to measure everything by God's word. We have to look at our thoughts. We have to look at our imaginations. We have to look, and many times because a thought, if unchecked, will lead to an imagination. An imagination unchecked will lead to a stronghold. And you've just invited a principality or a power, a ruler of darkness of this world, or spiritual wickedness in high places. You've given them free reign in your life. And so that's why we've got to learn to cast these down, because when they get a foothold in our minds and in our life, it's just like a radio station preset on your favorite stations. your mind literally has formed a groove, mm-hmm. and then it makes it so much
and
harder to plant that word.
Over and over
right.
and over.
Yeah. Now, people are probably wondering, why is this medical doctor sitting here talking about this? It's because we're in a day and time which stress is off
killing.
The chart.
Oh, it
and
is.
The stress is, a lot of the stress is brought on how we think and
most
what
of
we
it
believe.
Is.
It's
That's
our
right.
thought process, and it adds what we believe and what we think will either
Amen.
Add stress or will repel stress from you. And it's not because these two people here are sitting here hadn't mm-hmm. gone through a few things.
That's right. Because we've had to learn it. We've had to take the owner's manual.
The Bible says, in this life you shall have tribulation. I love the fact that Jesus used the analogy of him in a boat and the waves crashing and go, oh, mm-hmm. Lord, we're going to perish.
But he was asleep in the storm now.
So
he was asleep.
God is aware, and we're not in denial that bad things don't happen, because they do. We get attacked. But the thing is, the promise is when you hold on to God's word, what God's word says, you don't let go. You hold on through that storm.
That's right.
And he'll bring you through
Amen.
It.
Amen. Yeah. But, Brother Copeland, what we found is, sure, we're going to have tribulation, but we can choose to live and walk in the Spirit and experience the peace of God in that mm-hmm. tribulation by keeping our minds meditating on His Word, by speaking His Word. Never speak your fear, because whatever words you speak will eventually come to pass.
That's right.
And that's the law of faith, works for you or against you. So it's determined on what you're thinking on, what your attitudes are, what you're speaking, and what you're meditating on.
Yes.
And so that's why I tell people we've got to watch our words. We've got to watch our thoughts.
That's the reason it is so vitally important in the day and hour that we live to make choices that will totally immerse us in God's words, God's ways, God's people, everything, rather than, because the world's going to totally immerse us. If you get out there in it, it's going to bombard you from every direction until you can't hear anything else, you can't say anything else, and it'll kill you.
Amen.
That's the truth.
But you can choose, and once you make the choice, God has provided the tools for this generation like no other generation in history.
And what's happening, unfortunately, people are running to their doctors, they're getting Xanax, they're getting Ativan, they're getting Valium, they're getting Prozac, they're getting Lexapro, they're getting Effexor,
they're getting
antidepressant. And what's happening is they're not dealing with the root.
No.
And the root goes to the thoughts and the meditations of your mind.
We're out of time.
I want to say more.
We'll be back in just a moment.
It's time for a house call from Dr. Colbert. Based on principles from his New York Times bestseller, The 7 Pillars of Health, your personal health improvement kit takes things a step further by providing useful tools to help you keep focused and on track to a healthy lifestyle. With over 140 minutes of practical tips and biblical principles, Dr. Colbert takes you through the 7 Pillars of Health on DVD while you read the corresponding chapters of his hardback book. Keep record of what you learn and the progress you're making with this companion workbook and a 50-day journal. Changing habits will change your life, and you can do it. Stay motivated by wearing a reminder wristband for each of the 7 pillars of health. Also included is this exercise training DVD, Learn to Burn Calories and Tone Your Body Safely, right in the comfort of your own home. With everything that's included, you'll be inspired and equipped to take charge of your health and live out the full life that God has for you. Take the proper steps to ensure a healthy future. Order your personal health improvement kit by Dr. Don Colbert today for only $59.99. There are easy-to-follow instructions in this kit that will lead you to a healthy, energetic lifestyle. Purchase online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your kit today.
Now, what we just got through talking about is the reason why this is such a vital thing. When I saw this kit, I thought, man, what I would have given for this back in the, in the late 60s, I weighed 240 pounds. Mm-hmm. I was in trouble physically, and I didn't know how to change it.
Sure.
The day that I went to Oral Roberts University, that day, I, I committed to God to change this thing in my life and health. I didn't know how, but I determined to do it. And over a period of time, the Lord brought me, you know, through a lot of things. Now, what I didn't realize then that was is so vitally important. This is your environment tools. This is the way you totally immerse yourself in the Word of God to get your thoughts in line. You can't replace a thought unless you know what else to think. The way you change your way of thinking is to, on purpose, think something different and say it and think it 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 and say it until you say it without thinking. Now, there's no other way to do it.
Well, it's changing their autopilot.
Yeah, you can't do it any other way because of the way the system is made.
That's right.
Now, Satan takes advantage of the system. He never created anything. God made this thing to work, and he tries to foul it up. That's the reason he's called a fouler. Now, you get into this, all of the things, the helps, the DVDs and the books and the study books and ways to remind yourself. You spend a week and a chapter and you're studying it and you got something to remind you and to change you until you don't have to wear this anymore. That's the whole idea. Amen. My goodness, the time is gone. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
There's so many Christians out there and they don't know the knowledge of His will and they don't have spiritual understanding and they're out there walking like blind people toward a cliff, falling off the cliff with cancer, with heart disease, with type 2 diabetes, and they don't have the understanding. They don't have the knowledge.